This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, we seem to talk about Crystal Palace's run every single week now.
Yeah.
And we also speculate when it's likely to end.
Well, I know. I've got it wrong every week. It was when they won, I think they won at Stoke, wasn't it? Or at home to Stoke. And I saw Pardew's interview and he was going on, yeah, that's us done. You know, we're safe now. And I thought, well, you've got to oppose them. And they've done nothing but win since then. Yeah. I wish I hadn't seen that. The way they're playing right now, you'd have to say Palace are the best because West Brom have done nothing. But to 3-1. 3-1.
This is in your betting Bible, isn't it, Derek?
Well, it is.
I love it when this happens.
It is. And... you know, the one thing I've said all season long about Palace is that, you know, they've got match winners in their team. You know, for instance, Bolasie, for instance, Saha, and Bolasie proved it last week. Mm. But West Brom are no mugs, and on their day, they're capable of giving anyone a game. And they're playing a team that, you know, in form though they are, they're not great, are they, Palace? He's a one West Brom.
They're 130 now, Derek.
It's done. Yeah, it's got to be. The value granted, it's got to be West Brom.
Okay, West Brom at 100-30, the play. You expect Tony Pulis' sides to be very strong defensively, don't you? And yeah. It started out that way. They only conceded 7 goals in his first 9 games in charge, but they've now conceded 10 in their last 3, which is incredible when you think about Pulis' sides historically.
And I got that completely wrong last week, DK. I mean, I know it must be a shock to listeners. I thought they would really go back to basics against Leicester. And I went for the under 2.5. I think I even put up the under 1.5 against Leicester. And obviously that didn't land. Now away from home, they... even under this kind of, you know, this Pulis regime, when he got there, he started fairly well, and they were looking to pick up points. But, you know, those Villa games were quite alarming, weren't they? They lost 2-1 to Villa in the Premier League. Then they went to Villa, of course, straight after in the Cup and lost 2-0. They've been to City and lost 3-0. All right, no shame in that, because, you know, City on their day will rip anyone to bits. They did have McCauley sent off after 2 minutes, remember, in that West Brom game. I think you went for under 2.5 goals in the game and were unlucky with that sending off. I think it was unlucky anyway.
Thanks for bringing that up.
So I think there are going to be goals in this game. I can't say how either. I mean, Palace just look like they're having fun, don't they? Put simply. It just looks like he's sending them out there. Play with a smile on your face. Lots of other cliches. Bang, bang, bang. We're safe. Let's have a bit of fun here. Over 2.5 goals in this match is 23-20. I don't get that, really. You know, you look at West Brom away from home. You know, it's not like they're watertight. You know, and I know maybe a little bit more under Pulis, but you look at how many goals they've conceded. You know, they concede goals away from home. You know, Palace, we know, are scoring goals at home. So you don't need a 2-1 for over 2.5. So plain and simple for me, this one. If you wanted to go a couple other ways in, over 2.5 goals and both teams to score is 8-5. If you want to pick a winner, obviously Palace to win and keep up that great form. And over 2.5 is 21-10. It was an interesting one, you know, for West Brom at the minute because, you know, 33 points. If we're talking about Newcastle, they just need to pick up a little bit, you know, and maybe one win will probably do it. But Tony Pulis will be getting into them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.